Chico Smoke Shop. Save up to 40% on all products with no city or state sales tax. Over 100 brands, including a walk-in humidor. Visit Chico's inside or take advantage of the drive-thru. Open 7 days a week. You'll save up to 40% every day at Chico Smoke Shop.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast. I'm Justin Spears here with Ryan Finley. We are sitting in the studio here at the Arizona Daily Star. Ryan, little Wednesday night news dump.
Yeah, very strange. Interesting development last night. The U of A issued a statement yesterday evening, basically saying it's moving to terminate Mark Phelps. It called it a quote-unquote personnel action, which is straight out of human resources. It would not say why, but we found out soon enough. ESPN and then both Yahoo corroborated a story that basically Phelps was linked to misconduct involving a recruit who ended up not coming to Arizona. ESPN identified that recruit as Sharif O'Neal, Shaquille O'Neal's son, who's now at UCLA, and that it had to do with his academic transcripts. So it's interesting. You know, the Arizona Wildcats will take on Washington tonight at 7 p.m. with just two assistants. And those two assistants have been here a grand total of like 7 months apiece. And, you know, Justin Gainey is 41 or 42. Danny Peters is
young guy.
Is younger than me, but older than you. and there is your staff.
Yeah.
And so I think it's another big story in what I think will continue to be kind of a drumbeat of NCAA, FBI, all those things related to the Arizona basketball program.
But the most recent one with Mark Phelps, it has nothing to do with the FBI investigation.
Right, correct.
Let's get that off on the table.
Right. Yeah, the U of A said it had nothing to do with the FBI investigation.
Yes.
And so it was a separate NCAA thing, which to me, I think, brings us to kind of the big question here, right? You know, Sean Miller, March 1st, 2018. Has that statement, he sits down in front of a group of media in kind of a windowless room like the one that we're in right now, and he sits there and he goes, you know, I've done my best to foster a culture of compliance at Arizona. I've always emphasized that all of my guys comply. And then kind of importantly, he said, you know, I've never knowingly violated an NCAA rule while the head coach at Arizona. And then during the offseason, Sean Miller worked in a $1 million penalty into his contract if he's ever found basically guilty of violating NCAA rules. The question to me becomes, did Sean Miller have any idea this was going on?
Well, and that's a big question.
Right.
That really is a big question because it all goes back to, okay, well, let's look at the previous assistant coaches under Sean Miller. You had a Book Richardson who was arrested by the FBI for, you know, this pay-for-play scandal going on in college basketball, working with agent runner Christian Dawkins, who's going to be trialed in April. So he gets arrested, and it faces up to 60 years in prison. But like the other assistant coaches that were implicated in this case, they all took the plea agreement. I mean, we're still waiting on what's going to happen with the trial in April. But that's just Book Richardson. That's a federal offense being investigated by the FBI. Then you add in Joe Pasternak, who was mentioned in the Adidas trial. I mean, he was mentioned. It wasn't like the big part of the story.
Joe Pasternak hasn't been charged with any crimes.
Exactly.
But he was mentioned,
in
the Adidas trial. He's been mentioned repeatedly in connection with Christian Dawkins.
Yeah.
If you go through sort of the federal narrative that they used when they arrested Book Richardson, I mean, it was Book Richardson and Joe Pasternak who met with Christian Dawkins in Las Vegas during the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah.
They were working more or less together.
Yes. But then you add in Mark Phelps with the Keanu Pinder, that violation, which left them out for one game.
He missed two games.
Missed two games.
Yeah. Mark Phelps, again, this, and I think it's worth noting here, because the U of A did not say kind of what its reasoning was for getting rid of Mark Phelps, only that, you know, basically they have high standards is what they said.
Yeah.
And this did not live up to that. But, you know, Mark Phelps, if you remember, was suspended for two games at the beginning of last season. It was their first two games of the season. At the time, the U of A did not say why, just that he had been suspended by Sean Miller. I'm actually looking at the document that Sean Miller sent to Mark Phelps informing him of his suspension from more than a year ago. right?
Okay.
We got this. Prepare to be underwhelmed by the lack of specifics. Right? But, you know, he said a year ago, you know, Mark, you recently disclosed to the university that you had committed an NCAA rules violation. After meeting and discussing this issue with you and Mr. Hickey, I'm placing you on a 5-day suspension without pay from your position as assistant coach of men's basketball. The suspension begins November 10th, blah, 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 blah. And then he lays out sort of, you know, while he is suspended, what he can and cannot do. And said at the end, if you have any questions concerning this leave, please contact Mary Beth Tucker, the Assistant Vice President of Human Resources at the University of Arizona.
Wow.
I mean, it's basically a form letter, but it's Sean Miller. It's got Sean Miller's name on it, and it's CC to Dave Hickey. And so, you know, this is not Mark Phelps's first run-in, I guess, with a violation of NCAA rules. Certainly if it was only a 2-game suspension a year ago, 2 games unpaid, I don't think it would elevate itself to something that would be particularly notable, something that would make, you know, a top headline. But, you know, perhaps there is a zero tolerance policy going forward. I can't speak to why whatever he did a year ago led to a 2-game suspension, and then why whatever happened with Sharif O'Neill's transcript leads to termination, because there are so few details surrounding what he may or may not have done there. And, you know, Mark Phelps has an attorney. Mark Phelps's attorney said yesterday that this is basically just a witch hunt. Mm-hmm. He basically said that, you know, that they're trying to connect him with a violation that he was not at all associated with, and that Mark Phelps was told, you know, January 22nd, that the NCAA investigators hadn't found any evidence of wrongdoing yet, and that while he will continue to work alongside them, he wants to coach again, and he looks forward to resuming his coaching career when all of this is rectified, basically.
Because it's not official that he's fired yet.
No, there's a process, and this is a very – if you like human resources things, and who among us doesn't? I'm a middle manager, my friend. I'm forced to like human resources stuff. If you like human resources stuff, the U of A, they can't just fire – if you are a depending on what kind of employee you are, the U of A can't just walk in and fire you.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we saw this with Brooke Richardson a year ago, and we're seeing this with Mark Phelps now. Basically what has happened is the U of A's handbook gives you a chance to basically appeal their intent to terminate. And so, you know, we heard a year ago from an employee who basically said – or from an attorney who said, you know, while private employers in Arizona can fire anybody for anything – government employment at all levels is different. You must be afforded a due process notice and an opportunity to be heard. They have to serve you notice for the reasons of your termination and give you time to respond. So basically what they did yesterday was they gave notice of their intent to fire him. He now has a period of time where he can appeal it, and he can go in front of a board and basically argue, hey, I didn't do what they said I did.
Yeah.
Right. During that time, he will be paid. That is why he was suspended with pay.
With pay.
It's because that's part of the thing. As they do this, as you appeal, you have a right to get paid. Phelps is technically a quote-unquote service professional at Arizona, as are all coaches, and they are held to different standards than sort of your garden variety government employees. And so they get a chance to appeal these things. They get a chance to get in front of a board and say, hey, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Brooke Richardson did that last year, and that stretched from, I want to say, like October to January. So it was like a 3-month process. I do not know what the process here is. Mm-hmm. And I do not know how long it's going to take before they come out and they say, okay, well, now it's over. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, Mark Phelps, and you posted this on Tucson.com and the Wildcaster app. Mm-hmm. Who is Mark Phelps? Yeah. I mean, just exactly who is this assistant? Well, he's Sean Miller's main assistant. Mm-hmm. Associate head coach?
He's not the associate head coach. It's weird. This year it's more of kind of – actually, they're all making about the same amount of money. There's something actually super interesting about this is when he hired Justin Gainey and
Peters.
Danny Peters.
Danny Peters.
I always blank on Danny Peters. When he hired Justin Gainey and Danny Peters, who, as we've established, older than you, younger than me. When he hired both of them, they each got 2-year contracts. And those 2-year contracts were basically thought to be insurance in case Sean Miller got fired. Right.
Yeah.
That it was, we're not going to bring you in here for 1 year, go whatever, 10 and 20, and then, everybody gets fired, or we fire you guys. Mm-hmm. Right. So they both got 2-year deals, like the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator on the football team got. Mm-hmm. And so, they were working off those. Mark Phelps is still working on a year to year deal that expires, I believe it's June 31st. And so, that was interesting. They all make about the same amount of money. which is interesting because Phelps is 10 years older than Ganey and 20 years older than Peters. But Phelps has been part of Arizona's staff since 2015. He took over for Damon Stoudemire when Damon Stoudemire went back to Memphis for a year before he went to Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mark Phelps, and this is where this gets disconcerting to me. I mean, Mark Phelps has known Sean Miller for 30 years. Mark Phelps worked alongside Sean Miller on Herb Sendek's staff at North Carolina State, right? He followed Herb Sendek to Arizona State. He was the head coach at Drake University in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
When he got fired as Drake's head coach, I mean, we wrote that he was likely coming here, and that ended up not happening because they ended up hiring Damon Stoudemire. And so, you know, during his 2 years, he went to Mizzou for a year, and then he went to Marquette for a year. And then when Stoudemire left, he came back. But, you know, when he was hired and since then, I mean, kind of his longstanding relationship with Sean Miller
mm-hmm.
was a big thing. You know, when Sean Miller and Mark Phelps coached together at NC State, they had a point guard. His name was Justin Ganey, who's on their staff. And I'm not saying that this is a guilty by association thing, but I wonder, and I think the big question sort of on the lips of everybody in Tucson today is how many people super close to Sean Miller are going to get caught up in this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, Book Richardson was arrested and he'd been part of Sean Miller's staff since Sean Miller first became a head coach at any level. Mark Phelps has been at least if not a friend, then a close colleague of Sean Miller's for decades. And he now has been fired for breaking NCAA rules.
Committed NCAA violations twice.
Right. Right. And Sean Miller, who said a year ago, I've never knowingly broken an NCAA rule at this great institution, who wrote in a $1 million penalty into his contract that will punish him if he's found to have violated an NCAA rule, and who has told his bosses, from everything we've heard, hey, I didn't do what they said I did. If somehow he gets tied even more into this, or if it at any point becomes clear that he knew that whatever was going on was going on, I'm not sure how much more Sean Miller can deny. You know, like at what point does it become, you know, Sean Miller either, I wonder, how do I phrase this? I'm thinking
it's difficult.
It's difficult to phrase because it's so, you got to thread the needle here. It's such a difficult topic to speak forcefully on based on what we know, right? Mm-hmm. But my question then becomes, well, if he had Joe Pasternak and Book Richardson and Mark Phelps, as I bang the table, on his staff at the same time, and if during that time Book Richardson was involved in something that he's admitted to doing in a courtroom, right, taking money,
mm-hmm.
if Joe Pasternak was, if not involved with some of the DeAndre Ayton or Brian Bowen stuff, if he was, you know, dealing with people who have been proven to be less than scrupulous,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you have Mark Phelps breaking NCAA rules. Sean Miller can't sit there and go, I didn't know any of this was going on.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, you know, you would have to terminate him for not having any institutional control. And if he did know what was going on, it goes against what he said, which is, I had no idea. I mean, basically, their defense was Book acted alone,
yeah.
right? Now that his other assistants have been linked to these other things, I'm not sure if you can sit there and say that anymore.
Because Sean Miller says, I've never known anything about what's going on here.
Right.
So is it this whole group thing where all these assistant coaches all have their own agenda mm-hmm. and Sean Miller is completely alone on this island, not knowing what's going on?
Now, I will say this. The dynamic has to be just tricky, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk just very briefly about the pay involved. I mean, Sean Miller makes 10 or 12 times what his assistants make. Right?
Yeah.
Sean Miller has very different responsibilities than his assistants. To treat them as peers is difficult. I mean, it'd be, you know, if I made 10 times what you made, or if my boss made 10 times what I made,
mm-hmm.
that's a power dynamic that does not really exist
mm-hmm.
in a lot of other workplaces.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, I think that you can make the argument maybe that these guys were doing all of this stuff in an attempt to get more money, to get more prestige, to get a head coaching job where they would make 10 times literally what they're making today.
Yeah.
Right? But Sean Miller is paid. One of the reasons he's paid, he's the highest paid employee in the state of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
he's paid to monitor those things. And in fact, he has said on multiple occasions that he has monitored all of it closely and that he's built, it was a culture of compliance. He's used that phrase multiple times, a culture of compliance at Arizona. You know, right now you have one former assistant coach who's going to jail. You have another former assistant coach who they're in the process of firing because of reported NCAA rules violations. And you have a third guy who's now at UC Santa Barbara who was mentioned in a federal trial regarding bribing players. You have a federal document that has Book Richardson saying with regard to players on his team, well, we don't have to worry about paying that guy because we're already paying him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of, I mean, there's no smoking gun in this. And if there were, this decision, a decision one way or another would have been made a year ago, right?
Yep.
But there's a lot of different people now who are kind of going down. And I think you wonder sort of what it means for Sean Miller short term.
A lot of questions and a lot of concerns involving this U of A men's basketball program. So, I mean, Arizona, they take on Washington Thursday night against 7 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll take on Washington State on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Mark Phelps, he's not going to be on the sidelines.
Nope.
So should be interesting to see what the future of Arizona basketball holds.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never a dull moment. Well, that would do it for this reaction emergency episode of the Wildcast podcast. You can download this pod on the Wildcaster app, which is available on the App Store and Google Play, or you can subscribe to the Wildcast podcast on Apple Podcasts. For Ryan, I'm Justin. Thanks for listening.
Chico Smoke Shop. Save up to 40% on all products with no city or state sales tax. Over 100 brands, including a walk-in humidor. Visit Chico's inside or take advantage of the drive-thru. Open 7 days a week. You'll save up to 40% every day at Chico Smoke Shop.